We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank. Coming up, the latest episode of 3Maw.
Well, welcome into another edition of 3Maw. I am John Kurtz, joined by Derek Young from K-State Online, Cole Bambeck, former beat writer for the Manhattan Mercury, and we are here today talking about the good old transfer portal ahead of the dead period that starts on April 4th. K-State has been active. They had a couple visitors, including one as we speak, one that came in over the weekend, and both from the same school. So we'll break down where K-State is at and the odds that the Wildcats have a couple of folks locked down out of the transfer portal here coming up very shortly. As always, that would be cause for celebration. So if you do decide to celebrate, make sure you do it with 360 Vodka or Ben Holiday Bottled in Bond Bourbon from our friends at Holiday Distillery. Great K-State folks who support the pod. They've got something for everybody with the 360 Vodka and the Ben Holiday Bottled in Bond Bourbon. Make sure you get out there and try it and support our good friends out there at Holiday Distillery. I know there was some consternation from the fan base for a while, wondering like, hey, this is a big weekend with the dead period coming up on Thursday. Is anybody coming? Is the staff, what have they been doing? Are we going to get anybody? And you know, usually in these scenarios, you kind of have to just calm down and trust the staff. It's generally worked out better than most people anticipated that it was going to. And I think especially with the news that Doug McDaniel, Michigan guard transfer, wound up making it to campus, that should really assuage some of the concerns that people had. But if you throw in Terrace Reed, who's a Michigan big man that also visited over the weekend, it's clear, DY, that this K-State staff has been pretty busy.
Yeah, and one thing I would like tackle right off the top would be everyone's like, you know, is it necessarily a good thing that we're shooting for transfers for Michigan considering the year that they just had where things didn't go well? And obviously, I think some of that had to do with just, the culture and Juwan Howard, and they didn't have a great year in the locker room either. So I think that's spilled over to the court. It's not necessarily that they didn't have good individual parts. It's that the sum of those individual parts didn't add up over time. You could take Kansas State, for example, really a couple of years ago, Bruce Weber's final year. They didn't sniff an NCAA tournament appearance, right? They were pretty rough and off a year where they were also rough. They'd missed the NCAA tournament 3 years in a row, weren't sniffing the NCAA tournament. Bruce Weber gets fired. Well, Marquise Noel sticks around, goes to an Elite Eight, and Nigel Pack goes to Miami and goes to a Final Four. So it can't be that the individual parts can't be still impressive.
How dare we forget about Selton Miguel, right?
Selton Miguel, he's won an American Athletic Conference regular season title with South Florida. Damn. And what was he the leading scorer in that league? Or he close to it. He was really good. So, yeah, props to him as well. The individual parts can be a lot better than the sum, and I think that was probably the case in Michigan. So I wouldn't let that deter you from thinking that these two guys can't be productive at their next level.
The other thing I would throw in, DY, is that the number one player in the transfer portal last year, and who some would argue is the most coveted player that had ever been in the transfer portal, was Hunter Dickinson from Michigan. Now, you know, after the year, we might have our arguments about how hollow some of the stats are and if you can win big with him as that sort of a guy, but he was a very highly coveted guy and clearly a very skilled and good player coming out of Michigan.
Yeah, and it's interesting how that works out, because one of the better transfer portal guys last year, both in ranking and both in how it turned out as well, was Harrison Ingram, and he came from Stanford, who didn't win, and he was really good at North Carolina. So you can't really take that. 1 + 1 doesn't necessarily equal 2 on that front. I know they're really, really excited about Doug McDaniel, and I can guarantee you that the mission is to have him, you know, committed and in the hopper before that dead period is over with, but probably hopefully far sooner than that even as well. But they don't want him to be able to take any more visits. They want Kent State to be the last one.
To that point, DY, Max Reynaud of Stanford and Keenan Carlisle of Stanford are two of the top 4 players as well in the portal, and their head coach got fired as well this offseason.
There's definitely a reason he got fired, considering that he had Harrison Ingram, he had those two guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to recruit to Stanford, but they certainly had landed some significant talent and could never put it together for the Cardinals. So, yeah, I echo everything you just said. I mean, two guys can't just make a team go and win. And, you know, so I don't put any of that really on Terrace Reed or Doug McDaniel. Like, if you look specifically at Doug McDaniel and what he had to deal with at Michigan, he had no backcourt help. There was nobody that could handle the ball really outside of him. They brought in Jalen Llewellyn a couple of years ago from Princeton, guard transfer to Michigan, and he played 28 games combined over the last 2 seasons due to injuries. And so, you know, Llewellyn averaged 5 points in 20 games this year, you know, and he had no help. McDaniel didn't have any help to alleviate some of the pressure on him. Juwan Howard didn't do a great job with that team. You'll read a lot of criticism. There's a reason Juwan Howard got fired as the head coach of Michigan. And so I don't put that on Doug McDaniel's shoulders or Terrace Reed. I think these are two really good players. They're two highly sought-after players. I think Doug McDaniel, just starting there, because you reported yesterday he's on campus, he's on an official visit to K-State. K-State feels good about where they sit. There's rumors that K-State may be the front runner. I think this would be a huge addition. You know, you watch his film. Like, everybody always compares, like, K-State. So this is a little bit unfair, because everybody always compares, like, a smaller running back K-State recruits to Darren Sproles. They're like, oh, he reminds me of Darren Sproles. But, like, when you watch Doug McDaniel's film, he's 5'11". He's a really quick guard. You watch him, you're like, you can see a little bit of Marquise Noel in his game. Now, he's bigger than Marquise Noel, but and there'll never be a guy that distributes the ball quite like Marquise Noel. So it's kind of unfair to say that, but he has lightning quick burst. This was one scout here, Sam Bassini, actually wrote, if I can pull it up here, about Doug McDaniel's quickness. I'm going to give you guys a quick quote on that. His blow-by speed is real, his handle is tight, and he can go from slow to fast in an instant. That's from Sam Bassini of The Athletic. He's a lightning quick guard, and he flashed many times last year. He averaged over 16 points per game, 41% from the floor, 37% from three. He had 33 points on 12 of 21 from the floor and 7 of 12 from 3 against Oregon, who went to the second round of the NCAA tournament and nearly knocked off Creighton in that round. He went 9 of 19 from the floor, 3 of 6 from 3, and 12 of 13 from the free throw line for 33 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists against a Florida team that was in the NCAA tournament. And then against St. John's and Madison Square Garden, he had 26 points, 8 of 16 from the floor, 8 of 8 from the foul line, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, and 2 turnovers. Those were non-con games for Doug McDaniel, all against teams that were in the tournament or near tournament team in St. John's. So he shows you that he can really flash. In fact, Sam Bassini of The Athletic wrote, quote, "When he got hot, there weren't many players in the country more fun to watch," end quote. So electric guard that Kansas State is chasing here, number 13 player in the On3 consensus rankings. ESPN has him as the number 5 player in the transfer portal. Evan Maya has him as the number 5 player in the portal. Like I mentioned, the On3 industry consensus, which merges the rankings, averages them out of On3, 247 Sports, and Rivals, has him as the number 2 point guard in the portal, and the number 13 overall player, The Athletic, has him as the number 17 player in the portal. Big-time target here for the Wildcats.
I did love, first of all, I would kind of echo the sentiment on, like, I know everyone will gravitate toward, hey, Marquise Noel, you know, and we just last week got the one-year anniversary of his tournament run and all the highlights that were hanging out there, but totally unfair to put that on somebody. And let's not, you know, this year has been like a very stark reminder of how great that run was and how excellent of a player he was, and we all got a little bit spoiled by that. And even like watching DJ Burns and his run, and it's just like, you know, things happen in March that are pretty damn special. So I'm not going to put that on McDaniel, but you do kind of have to admit, it's funny, I've seen all the people saying like, well, Jerome Tang really loves his short kings, man. I mean, he loved Marquise Noel. He went after Tyler Perry last year, and now they're in hot pursuit of Doug McDaniel here. So I don't know. Seems like Jerome Tang has a bit of a type when it comes to the guards, right?
I mean, he is different from Tyler Perry in the sense that he's just Perry, more athletic. Yeah,
different as a player. Yeah. I mean, wildly different as a player. Yes.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that. And he's taller than Marquise, obviously, who was more around 5'7". McDaniel's around 5'11". Was a top 100 recruit coming out of high school as well. And he's got this burst and quickness to him, and the ability to slow play somebody and then burn by you. A wide array of shots that he takes, floaters, finishes at the rim, step back threes. You know, one thing that reminds you a little bit of Noel, he had 9 3-point makes made from 25 feet or beyond this last year. So he has the capability to hit it from deep. He actually, in the first 13 games of the season, I mentioned his non-con big games. In the first 13 games of the year, he was averaging 19 points per game, 5 assists per game, shooting 45% from the floor and 39% from three, which is terrific. He shot 41% on catch and shoot threes per synergy on the season, which kind of illustrates that he can play off the ball if you need him to as well, or he can play on the ball. So you pair him with Day-Day Ames, you know, he can slide off the ball if you want, or you can put him on the ball and be the lead point guard. I think his versatility is a valuable asset. Going to be a junior. If Kansas State is able to land him, I think it would be a huge addition for the Wildcats, and a great start if they're able to get him as one of the first guys out of the portal. Clearly, he is a priority.
When really, when we think about last year and what they were lacking, I mean, they were lacking a playmaker. They were lacking somebody that could just go beat somebody off the bounce. And then at the very end of the year, I know the last game didn't go, or the last couple, you know, Day-Day had the moment where he really popped against Texas and then kind of faded back a little bit again after that. But we started to see some real flashes there at the end of the season that Day-Day could be somebody that starts to give you that. So all of a sudden, if you have an improved Day-Day Ames and then you throw Doug McDaniel there, I mean, now you're talking about a team that feels like it could be on a completely different level offensively just because of the playmaking ability that's there. So I think that to me is obviously the real exciting part of this.
Shooting too, right? I mean, this past year's team just didn't shoot well. The spacing of the floor was problematic, but I think that was an issue.
Yeah, and I mean, he's done it at the power six level, right? He's put up these numbers this last year, over 16 points per game, 4.7 assists, a 2-to-1 assist to turnover ratio, a little better than 2-to-1. Actually, an assist rate north of 25%, and he's done it against high level teams. So that question mark is kind of eliminated. Can he do it against, you know, more athletic, bigger teams? He can. He did it at Michigan, facing a lot of different various types of competition that are higher tier. So, and the ability to, I think that's a great point. He has the ability to break down a defense late in the shot clock. If you need a guy to go make a play and get by somebody, he has that capability.
Yeah, maybe we'll eliminate everybody's favorite play from this past year, which was stand around and dribble at the end of a shot clock or a half and then take a contested fadeaway three. You know, hopefully you start to get a little bit more out of the offense than that. You'll always be getting a ton when you go to homefieldapparel.com to check out the 40-plus K-State designs that are there, the 100-plus designs of other teams. Great old school gear. It's what all the cool kids are wearing right now, including us. And you know that we're cool as hell. So make sure you follow in our footsteps and get to homefieldapparel.com. Use promo code KCSN for 15% off your first order. And make sure you get that K-State shooting shirt and tell Cole that it looks awesome no matter where you wear it, to the office, on a date, wherever it is that you might wear that thing. It fits in anywhere. So code KC or code 3MA23. Did I say the wrong code earlier? Code 3MA23 for 15% off your first order at homefieldapparel.com. We're back in just a moment.
We appreciate you supporting KC Sports Network by listening to our podcast. You have helped us become the highest-ranked Chiefs podcast network in 2022 and 2023. And don't forget about our daily Substack newsletter, the best written analysis you can find on the Chiefs straight to your inbox every day. kcsn.substack.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/BlueWire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, now we get the triumphant return of everybody's favorite ad read. The best thing that we've ever done here. And no, it is not Ontario. I'm sorry, Ontario. I'm sure Ontario could check out Manscaped and they would feel much better. You know, there's probably spring cleaning going on in Ontario, I'd have to imagine. This episode is brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code KCSN for 20% off plus free shipping. I mean, I don't know what more you want from us here on the podcast. We're getting you 15% off some great old school looking gear and 20% off getting the carpets and the drapes. You know, what more could you possibly want? I guess I could have possibly wanted Cole to give me a heads up that that thing was coming to save me some embarrassment. So hopefully, if you go use code KCSN at Manscaped at manscaped.com, hopefully if you send it to somebody, you give them a heads up. That would be my only ask of you. Do not put them in the awkward position like me where I'm contemplating whether or not I need to ask my girlfriend if she bought this thing for me. So how are things going at the Manbeck household with the Manscaped here?
Well, why are you embarrassed, John? You know, it can be used for the face too. You know, it's just like a razor for the face as well. Nothing to be embarrassed about.
I guess they did say carpet and the drapes. Get 20% off and free shipping with code KCSN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code KCSN at manscaped.com. Nothing like a look. This last line, I start to read it and then I see the end of it. I can't. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants. That's what I've always said. You know, the old adage.
John, have you had Michelle listen to this? Do you read this? Or
I did. I actually made her listen to me tell the story. Yeah.
Yeah.
She definitely, she thought that was very funny.
Vanessa listened as well. Vanessa listened and was laughing pretty hard at the 5 minutes of the last show. And she was like, you didn't give John a heads up. You told me. I was like, yeah, well, I'm selfish. You know, I only looked out for myself there.
Yep. Yep. Brutal. That's what I deal with, Vanessa. Can't imagine what you do, but that's what I deal with. Anyway, you know, it's like all the good old March adages. Survive in advance and nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants. Thank you to Manscaped. Okay. Let's you know, move on to the bigs here. Basketball bigs. Michigan transfer Terrace Reed visited K-State as well. We already talked about Doug McDaniel, who is on campus right now, but Terrace Reed was there over the weekend. Got an appearance from him at the K-State baseball game against Texas, which, Cole, I know you were there firsthand to see. So why don't you give us the lowdown and the scoop on what you saw at Terrace Reed in Manhattan. How do you look walking into to Twain Family Stadium?
Thought he looked good. Looked like the whole staff marched in. I don't know if I saw Yurik Malagi. I may have missed him, but I saw most of the staff come in. Gene Taylor actually walked in with them as well, and it was really interesting to just watch. You know, Gene was standing by Tang much of the time and engaging, interacting. Those two were laughing, and I looked over at one point, and Gene was actually talking for a couple minutes with Terrace Reed as well. I just thought it was cool to see your athletic director engaging with a recruit on campus, getting to know him, spending some time talking to him. They were there for like a half inning in the baseball game. It was a beautiful day, and it was an absolutely packed house, standing room only, and there were a lot of people standing down the third baseline. So packed Twainton Family Stadium on a nice Saturday afternoon in Manhattan, a good weekend to bring a visitor into Kansas State and showcase with the sunlight on the campus and have some nice kind of spring-like weather. So, first visitor in the transfer portal to Manhattan out of the gate, and it's 6'10", 265-pound center transfer from Michigan, who coincidentally, John, roommates with Doug McDaniel at the University of Michigan. Those two are close, so, you know, they didn't get them brought in at the same time. McDaniel was at TCU this last weekend on his first visit, but I shouldn't speak for him, but I would assume those two wouldn't hate playing together again if Kansas State were to land both. So I think Terrace Reed is a really good player. He's the number 20 player in the On3 consensus rankings. Evan Maya has him as the number 15 player in the consensus rankings as well. So this is a guy that's highly thought of. The Athletic had him as number 18. ESPN actually had McDaniel as 5 and Terrace Reed as number 6 in the portal. So, yeah, this is a good player who was only a sophomore this last year. And I think the important thing to remember is he averaged 9 points and 7.2 rebounds per game. He led Michigan in rebounds this last year while playing 26 minutes per contest. If you think about that, first of all, the 7.2 rebounds per game would have led K-State each of the last two seasons when it comes to the boards. And then second of all, I just want to point out to Kansas State fans that you have to go back to DJ Johnson in the 2016-17 season to find a center who actually averaged over 9 points per contest in a Wildcat uniform. And keep in mind, Reed put up those numbers as a sophomore at Michigan. There's time in his career to take a bigger leap. I think maybe they could shed a few pounds for him and get him down a little bit. Phil Beyer, I have a great level of trust, and I think he's one of the best strength and conditioning coaches in the country. So I'm sure they'll have a plan in place for Reed if they're able to land it.
Yeah, I think my only concerns would be defense, and I think getting a little bit more athletic, being a little bit more mobile, and some of that weight loss will go a long way in that department, and then the turnovers. Other than that, there's a lot to be excited about. He would instantly become probably one of the 3 or 4 best rebounders in the Big 12. He's really efficient around the rim as well.
The turnovers, I know, like the crowd that I saw that was concerned about it, they were concerned about the turnovers. And part of that is because, you know, I mean, there were, we talk about like the frustrations that people have of this last team. I think they're still fresh in mind. Some of that was obviously turnovers all over the place, but then also some inside. You know, Will McNair had his moments for sure where he became a little bit turnover prone. What would you say, I guess, to the crowd that's kind of, and I know, Cole, you were kind of preemptively attacking some of this, but people that were not, that were a little more skeptical, we'll put it that way, about Terrace Reed?
Yeah, to fight the turnover notion there, his turnovers were up at Michigan, but he's playing at almost an 18 to 20% usage at Michigan, and I don't think that would be the case at Kansas State.
Yeah, so Sam Vecenia of The Athletic actually wrote about this. Again, The Athletic has him as the number 18 ranked player overall in the portal, and he mentioned that because Michigan's spacing was so bad, he was often crowded by defenders in the paint, which led to some of those turnovers, and his hands kind of betrayed him. But there was just a lot of traffic that he was dealing with, and it led to more difficult shots as well. But one of the things that Sam Vecenia wrote about him is that he has quick feet and a good feel for the game, crashed the offensive glass well, and also mentioned Reed moves well in space on the perimeter in defense and switch situations. He has strong instincts around the rim when contesting shots, but the team had poor perimeter help defensively this past season, which put him in bad situations. So I think he can move a decent amount, especially laterally. I think they wouldn't hate to, you know, shed a few pounds as well. But you also have to remember that this is a guy that with a strong pedigree of talent. He comes out of Missouri, out of high school. He was the number 35th ranked player in the country in the On3 consensus industry ranking. Some sites had him as a top 30 player in the country and a borderline five-star recruit. He chose Michigan over Michigan State, Purdue, and Ohio State. Purdue obviously has a pretty good eye over the last several years, not just Zach Edey, but when it comes to bigs, you kind of trust Purdue. You could go back Caleb Swanigan and some of those other guys that the Boilermakers have had over the years. Matt Painter is terrific at identifying bigs. So, tremendous talent coming out of high school. K-State, Bruce Weber actually recruited him. And I think the coaching staff, you trust him with this one because they have a connection with him. You know, Rodney Perry, K-State assistant coach, coached Reed his senior year of high school at a Link Academy in Missouri. And Perry was also his AAU coach. K-State's also recruiting his brother, Tristan, who's a 6'8" power forward. And the 2026 class, K-State's offered Tristan Reed as well. And so they know him very well. They know the family. Largely due to that Rodney Perry connection. I think there's quite a bit of talent here. I think he could make another jump as well. I think K-State fans should be excited if they were to land Reed. And just a few moments where he stood out this year, scored 20 points on 8-10 shooting against an Illinois team that went to the Elite Eight, had 15 points, 11 boards against Michigan State, recorded 12 points and 15 rebounds against Rutgers, had 14 points and 11 boards against Minnesota, and scored 19 in Iowa. You know, he had some moments where he really flashed for the Wolverines.
The same, man. The pedigree and just a guy who can be a rebounding fiend. Seems like a pretty damn valuable piece to me. I'm certainly okay with it. I'm more than okay with it. So I guess one last question before we move on to any other transfers, like what, and part of this, because I just looked at the Discord and people were asking about this, like a timeline here, an expectation. I mean, McDaniel visited TCU before coming to K-State. I know that Missouri has been mentioned with Terrace Reed as well, but what are we thinking on like timeline and expectation, perhaps where K-State sits, like anything in that realm with both of these guys right now?
I could see the Reed one playing out a bit, but not to say that they will, but Kansas State would love to close on McDaniel, the sooner the better.
Nothing to add, Cole?
No, I mean, that's... Okay. I would like to get McDaniel ASAP. I mean, once this dead period hits on April 4th to 11th, so there's a recruiting dead period, guys can't take visits, there's no interaction there. So, you know, it would be great if they could get McDaniel as they head into this dead period. And, you know, as far as Reed, it feels like that one could play out a couple weeks, like DY just said. So we'll see on that front. I don't have any intel or real knowledge of who is necessarily chasing Reed outside of Missouri. Like you just mentioned, John, I haven't seen really a full list of suitors that are after him yet.
All right, so what about the rest of Cole? You put together, and this is a great time to pump the Patreon, patreon.com/3maw. Cole did an entire big board of transfer targets for K-State, much more than we're going to get into here. So if you want to get the full scoop on what's going down there, patreon.com/3maw. Just $5 a month to get all that. You'll get access to the Discord as well, where, you know, Cole took a triumphant victory lap after having nailed down the Doug McDaniel visit. It was a good day for Cole in the Discord. So it's a lot of fun. Make sure that you get to patreon.com/3maw to get full access to all of that. But much as you want to dive into here, what else are we looking at as far as guys that K-State has been connected with? Because, you know, the Joe Tiptons of the world, like people who follow this on for a living on Twitter, have certainly connected K-State to some other targets. Like, what do you like that's out there potentially?
Yeah, I mean, I guess first of all, real quick, I'll just say, like, yeah, we put together a couple of big boards on the Patreon page with breakdowns of 9-10 guys that K-State's chasing, gave some pretty thorough breakdowns of those players. We've got like 6 or 7 little 2-minute breakdown videos posted on patreon.com/3ma as well, breaking down some of the guys K-State's chasing. And then DY and I did a podcast last week, around 40-minute pod, talking K-State football as well, and some hoops updates. So be sure to check it out. There's tons of content on there. And we tried to tell everybody, feel good about McDaniel when people were panicking that he was at TCU and that K-State would likely get a visit. And he is now on campus, as DY broke the news yesterday. Go check out KSO for all the great work as well there. Clifford Amore, transfer from Rutgers. This is a guy that I would really like Kansas State to land. So when we talk about centers, Rutgers Wire reported last week that K-State visited, I think virtually, with the 6'11", 240-pound center from Rutgers. There's a ton of blue bloods chasing him. Baylor, KU, Kentucky. St. John's was reportedly the leader in the clubhouse when he entered the portal, but seems they may have faded a little bit. UConn, Alabama, Auburn, Arkansas, Florida, Villanova, and others have been tied to him as well. So there's a lot of competition, but Amore is the number 2-ranked player in the entire transfer portal, according to the On3 industry consensus rankings. It's a guy who started 104 of 121 games in his career, scored more than 1,200 points in his career, averaged double figures each of the past three seasons while shooting over 50% from the floor in all 4 years of his Rutgers career. He was the number 47 ranked player coming out of high school, big time talent, has started all 98 games he's played in each of the last three seasons, averaged 10 points, 8 rebounds this past year at Rutgers. While as a junior, he averaged 13.2 points and 9.6 rebounds, collected 933 boards in his career. He's an elite defensive player. Last 2 years, he's been Big Ten all first team defense. He averaged 2.9 block shots per game this past season in just 27 minutes of action per contest. It led the country with a block rate of 12.7% out of players who played 20 plus games and had a usage rate of 20% or higher, 7'6" wingspan, and helped lead a Rutgers defense that each of the last 2 years finished 5th in the country in defensive efficiency in KenPom and number 6 last year in defensive efficiency. So big time talent here. He's from Nigeria originally. He moved to the United States when he was 14 years old. Really terrific story here. Just keep in mind, Jerome Tang and Baylor have historically had a lot of success with big men from Africa. So somebody I think K-State would have a decent amount of interest in, but a lot of schools are really chasing him. And then the other guy I would mention, we talked about Amari Williams before, so I'll leave that one. Joe Tipton with On3 recently reported, and DY, I think you reported as well, that K-State was hoping to meet with Mikel Brown Jones of UNC Greensboro. It was a 6'8" power forward in the transfer portal, number 17 ranked player in the portal, and 3rd ranked power forward according to the On3 industry consensus rankings. Averaged nearly 19 points per game and 7.5 rebounds per contest this past season while shooting 54% from the floor. He posted an offensive rating this past season of 121.6, which is terrific. That ranked 40th nationally out of players with a 20% usage rate who'd played at least 20 games. Also attempted 197 free throws, made nearly 79% of them, and had a free throw rate of 61.2, which ranked 84th in the country out of players who played 20 games with a 20% usage rate or higher. Also, against Vanderbilt and not in Arkansas in the non-con, not teams that made the postseason, not great teams by any means, but did want to call out, he posted offensive ratings of 137.2 and 130.5 respectively against those two teams. Scored 24 on 11 of 17 from the floor against the Commodores and had 17 on 6 of 8 shooting against Arkansas. And he started his career at VCU. You know, there's some talent there. I think he's a guy I would really like K-State to land in the portal.
I think that, DY.
That was a lot. I don't think I can keep up with that. What I do know is that they hosted Terrace Reed. They're in the middle of hosting Dumbedino now, and then they'll hit the road and recruit and visit actual prospects, targets up until the dead period. So there will, after McDaniel, I don't expect another official visitor before the dead period, which starts on Thursday.
All right. Guess basketball wise, that's a pretty comprehensive update of where things are at right now. Again, as Derek has mentioned multiple times, we've mentioned multiple times here, dead period coming up on Thursday. So things theoretically will quiet down a little bit from then, but this is the big push right now. Doug McDaniel seems to be the big prize, and K-State would certainly like to get that one wrapped up. We appreciate all of you for tuning in today. Thank you to our friends at Holiday Distillery. Make sure you get your 360 vodka, your Ben Holiday bottled in bond bourbon. Thank you to our friends at Home Field Apparel. It's promo code 3MA23 to get 15% off your first order. It's promo code KCSN at manscaped.com to get your spring cleaning on. So thank you to all our sponsors. Thank you to Nick behind the scenes. For Derek and Cole, I'm John Kurtz. Thanks for listening to another edition of 3MA.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.
Of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.